Meisive. So we said yesterday that since the whole idea of maftir, we had a machlokus whether maftir is a part of the seven aliyos or it is counted as a separate aliyah, which we do as a separate aliyah. But the question was, which way do you go? I'm feeling vacant. Where is everybody? This is the new snack and learn. Okay.
It could be if you don't forgot. If you always have her
Meisve, ask the Gemara a question. Hamafter ben Navi lo yivkos me esrim v'echad psukim. The minimum maftir is supposed to be 21 psukim. Why? Can I get shiva shikaru b'torah? Because each aliyah has to be a minimum of 3 psukim. So you have 21 times 7 times 3 gives you 21 psukim. And then you have a mini kriyas
haTorah. So it should be like a summary?
It's not a summary. It's an in place of type of thing. So instead of reading the Torah 21 psukim, which was a minimum of 7 aliyos, we read the Torah of 21 psukim. But v'emisa, but if you count maftir as an eighth aliyah, esrim v'arba havin, it should be 24 if it's an extra aliyah. To which the Gemara answers, that's not a question, because kiven de mishum kvod haTorah, since that eighth aliyah is the maftir is not a real chelik of the kriyas haTorah, it's there because of kvod haTorah. Kenegdo nami lo bo, it doesn't require a corresponding 3 psukim. Keneged it. Maskefla Rava. Rava had the following question. Baharei oloseichem safu delohavin esrin v'chad v'karinon. One of the haftoros was known as oloseichem, which was laned. I don't know when they laned that one, but that was laned. And there's only, if you're saying there has to be 21 psukim, if you look at that in that haftorah, there's less than 21 psukim. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasim Desolik and Yana. So there's different, because there, since that ends the topic, we have no choice. We, you know, 21 is when we can, but if the topic ends, if the story ends less than 21, it goes less than 21. Vehir Desolik and Yana Lo, is that true that when the topic ends, we stop at less than 21? V'arav Rav Shmuel Bar Abba. Zimnin Sagi and Havakamina, Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. Many times I was in front of Rabbi Yochanan. V'chi Havikarina Asara Psuke, when he would lay in 10 Psukim, Amar Lan, he would say to us, Afsiku, stop. You see that even though it didn't stop. Makom sheyesh Torgim and Shani. No, that's different. Because over there, there was a Torgim and they were translating, the Torgim, Matargim was translating the Sukkim. Created an extra Tircha, there was an extra bother in the Tzibur. So therefore, it stopped at less than 21. When do we say that you need 21? Is when there's no Matargim, when it's just like we do it today. When do we say 21? When there's no Torgim, Makom sheyesh Torgim, but when there's a Torgim on Posek, we stop at less than 21. Okay. You have to draw a pattern.
Yeah.
Wow. Such a pattern. Okay. Where is it? Okay. Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. There's something called person as Shema. We don't really do this nowadays. Person as Shema is when they would have, it's a sort of a quasi davening b'tzibu where the chazan would get up and he would start at Baruch Hu, and he would say Shema and Baruch Hu Shema and then Shemona Esrei. This is called
nowadays.
We have Psukkah de Zimra and we have I don't ever think they read the whole Shema by person. What's that?
When did they second
Psukkah de Zimra? No, this is a b'di'evid type of kriya Shema. Okay, it's called person as Shema because poris is milashon a break like your poris. The bread you break it's a half of a shema, so the rule of ain person al shema ve'ain over al lufnei ateva, and also the person who does leads the tzibur in daven the shlich tzibur ve'ain nosen eskapeh and a kohanim that duchen ve'ain koran b'torah, and you cannot have a balkori ve'ain maftir and benavi, you cannot have a maftir ve'ain nosen ma'amar u'moshav ve'ain oman brukas avelim, and all of the different procedure that is done by an avel ma'amar moshav, the Gemara will explain what each of these are. All of these things with Tanchumi Avelim, the bracha of Tanchumi Avelim. There's a bracha that was said at the Beis HaKvaros, they call it Birchas Avelim. And then there's a bracha that said during the Shiva called Tanchumi Avelim. We are not knowing with Tanchumi Avelim anymore with the bracha, but these, in the times of the Mishnah, they had them. Ubirchas Chasanim, Vein Mizamdin B'Shem, Pachas Me'asar. All of these requirements require a minion, whether it's Mizamdin B'Shem, that's when you say Baruch Elo, Keinu Shechal Mishalo, whether it's the Birchas Chasanim, which is Sheva Brachas, all of these things require a minion of men. Ubikarkos, Tisha V'Kohen. And there's one area where you need 10, but you need one of them to be a Kohen, and that's by pigeon karka. When they would poda karka of Hekdesh, which we don't do anymore, no one has Hekdesh, but if you poda karka, that belongs to Hektish, it has to be done with 10 people as well, but there, one of the 10 people have to be a Kohen. But Adam Kiyotzi Behen, and a person is the same as Karka, the same way when you're Poda Karka, you require a Kohen, so too when you're Poda a Kohen, a person, a Pidgin Aben, you need to have a Kohen, one of the Pidgin, one of the Minyan. Okay, have a great day, boys.
Mouse.